Say, hey, we're Buck Guter.
Hey, we're Buck Guter!
And you're listening to Full Service Radio. We like to play and stuff and be a band, but we're not like incredibly ambitious about career music. We're not like a band for a car commercial, you know what I mean? It's not ready to go with the Sync licensing.
My name's Terry Turtle, and this is Billy Brett from Buck Guter.
Yeah, we're Buck Guter from Harrisonburg, Virginia. We're an industrial blues duo, so it's kind of transgressive, subversive music, a little bit harsh. The name was derived from back when we were trying to come up with band names. I was talking to Terry, and I had an idea, and he was eating some pancakes, and he said, Buck Guter. And I was like, oh, man, well, actually, that's actually the one. And he was actually saying, fuck you, but he had food in his mouth, so it sounded like Buck Guter.
He was so excited to be in the group,
yeah.
And I was so excited to be in the group, because nobody else wanted us in the groups with them. Basically, where I grew up at was in Leesburg, Virginia. It's near D.C. You know, I looked like a singer then, so that's what I did. I never thought I would play guitar. I tried to learn Stairway. I took 10 years trying to learn Stairway to Heaven, and just basically gave up on that. So then I developed my own style. I took the Ramones and the...
North Mississippi.
Yeah, North Mississippi, the blues, Junior Kimbrough, I went into that. And so I just kind of like combined it. So that took me 10 years of banging around. Everybody telling me I was out, you know, screwed up, the style. And what, they don't say that anymore.
Get the hell out of my door!
Well, in Harrisonburg, there isn't a lot of, like, very cool stuff. You know, like, you don't go into places and see cool art. And there's not a lot of cool people. But I went into this restaurant that I was trying to work at, and he was doing an art show. But his art was so amazing. I was like, I have to meet that guy. I know that that guy is special, you know. And I was right. So I eventually got the job and was there for a couple years, and we were working together. And we were the only people that really liked music. So we would trade information and... definitely like communicated on that level. And then at some point Terry was like, we could have a band. I mean, I could just get a drum machine and you can do whatever. And I was like, I've got a theremin laying around. It's been the same ever since, really.
I thought he was pretty amazing. I really liked him. Seemed down to earth. He was level-headed.
Yeah, we're kind of like a married couple in a lot of ways. We're not, you know, romantic, but you know, we have a lot of skin in the game between each other, you know what I mean? So it's like we help each other out and talk and give advice and just enjoy each other's company in a way that, like, I don't have that relationship with, like, other friends. Even.
We think up the same stuff, too. It's like twins. He'll think up something and then
totally.
I'll think it up.
That happens a lot.
That's really weird.
So we've almost played 700 shows. I like it. I like traveling. You know, people see us live and they, like, get it. For two country boys from Virginia to see the world, you know, they don't have a lot of money. That's the way. You know, you go somewhere where someone wants you. Hopefully, you about make your money back, you know, with the travel expenses and stuff. I mean, it works out.
The most fun for me is doing the show, finding a room to go to sleep in. Because I'm straight edge now. 2 years. 2 years and a half. I see myself laying down forever someday. That's about it. Yeah. Other than that, I'm never going to slow down. I drink coffee all the time.
Yeah, this is what we do, man. We're definitely having a lot of fun. And, you know, the clock is ticking on life, all of us. You know, we're just trying to have a good time while we're here and take advantage of the time we've got together. And so we're just doing whatever we can in that period of time. When I was a little boy and I was in fifth grade, I vividly remember thinking I would be in a band one day that sounded like Rage Against the Machine, and I would throw chains around, like I would have chains. I'm literally living my fifth grade dream. That's what I do.